It's 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the Apple Store. Okay, I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, on this Sunday, August the 19th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation, but to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant, need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, it is 67 degrees outside our studio right now. We'll be bringing that weather update, though, sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. So, let's get right into Major League Baseball scores. Yesterday in the American League, the Yankees 11 and the Blue Jays 6. The Orioles 4 and Cleveland 2. A's 7 and the Astros 1. The Red Sox 5 and the Rays 2. The Royals 3 and the White Sox 1. The Tigers 7 and the Twins 5. And the Angels 11 and the Rangers 7. Okay, over in the senior circuit, the Mets 3 and the Phillies 1. The Marlins 7 and the Nationals 5. That game went 10 innings. The Pirates 3 and the Cubs 1. The Rockies 5 and the Braves 3. That game also went 10 innings. The Reds 7 and the Giants 1. The Cardinals 7 and the Brewers 2. And the Padres 7 and the Diamondbacks 6. And in interleague play, it was the Mariners 5 and the Dodgers 4. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 0 for 4. He's hitting .346 and leading both leagues in batting. Andrew Benintendi went 2 for 4, scored a run. He's hitting .299. Mitch Moreland 1 for 4, scored a run with an RBI. He's hitting .257. J.D. Martinez, 1-for-2, scored 2 runs with an RBI. He got a walk also, hitting .333, and he hit his 38th home run of the season. Xander Bogaerts went 0-for-2, scored a run with a walk, hitting .278. Ian Kinsler went 0-for-2 with an RBI. He got a walk also. He's hitting .241. Brock Holt, 0-for-3 with an RBI. He also got a walk. He's hitting .265 on the season. Sandy Leon went 0-for-3. He's hitting .209. And Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0-for-3, hitting .220. David Price started, went 7 innings, gave up 5 hits, 2 runs, all of them earned. Walked 2, struck out 8, had a 3.69 ERA, and his record is 13-6 on the season. Brazier came in and pitched 1 inning, and he struck out 1. He has a 1.00 ERA. And Kimbrough went 1 inning, struck out 1, had a 2.47 ERA, and got his 37th save of the season. Good win for the Red Sox. They are still holding on to what, a 10.5 game lead, I believe, over the Yankees. And the bad news, I guess you can call it bad news, is that Chris Sale has gone on the DL again for at least 10 days. Still has soreness in his pitching shoulder after having been on the DL, coming back and was outstanding in his last start. But I guess, from what I understand, his recovery period after his last start has not been as healthy as they would like. And so, therefore, they've decided to give him more rest. And hopefully that's not going to be an ongoing problem as we get into playoff time. And so, therefore, we need a healthy Chris Sale at the top of our starting pitching staff. But the good news is that Erod is on the way back. I believe this is going to send him out for a minor league rehab assignment. And Stephen Wright is progressing as well. So hopefully, we don't want to lose Sale, but hopefully help is going to be on the way as far as starting pitching is concerned. Rafael Devers is still having problems with that hamstring, so they put him on the 10-day injury reserve list, and that made room for Ian Kinsler. Workman, I believe, came up to the Red Sox again to replace Sale. And talking about coming up to the Red Sox, Paw Sox have decided, I don't know who, how Lucchini and Lucchino and his group are still working with the Red Sox. But I guess it's a primarily a Lucchino thing. And as the main man down there with the Paw Sox. And their team is moving in 2020 or thereabouts to Worcester, Massachusetts. Pawtucket and Rhode Island and everybody else down there decided they don't want to foot the bill to improve the stadium. They're moving out of Rhode Island and into Worcester. So, Worcester. Hey, we from Worcester. Yeah. That's a commercial on TV around here. Anyway, that's what's going to happen. I don't know how that will impact. I don't think it will be impact the operation as far as the team is concerned. It's if you get the players, they will play wherever it is. I heard someone say, I think it might have been David Price, that the facilities down there in Pawtucket, except for the overall park size, I guess, is what they want to increase, was very good as far as the players were concerned. So, we'll see. I guess they're going to put in a state-of-the-art program up there in Worcester. So, we'll just have to wait and see. And hopefully, we'll continue to move right along. It's just, I guess, like the Celtics and Bruins who have moved into state-of-the-art facilities as far as training is concerned for the Major League team. We'll see if that impacts the Red Sox ability to improve as well. 419 here on WMFM. I got to turn off that air conditioner. It's making so much noise I can't even think. Which I don't do very well in the morning anyway. But 419 here on WMFM in Medford. Stay tuned. We have more sports talk coming your way. I'll be back.
Most people associate sickness with old age, so getting sick was very hard for me. It's hard for any young person.
At the age of 39, a kidney transplant saved Derek's life.
After my kidneys started to fail, you know, I couldn't even play basketball with my son, throw the football with him, and just no energy. My mother, you know, had the same kidney disease, and it was hard for my kids to lose their grandmother to the same disease that they knew their father had.
35% of patients waiting for kidney transplants are African American.
Since I had a transplant now, I can walk my dog, I can shoot basketball. So many things I can do. I can go to the park with my family. We lost a lot of time. I hope that I can make that time up. We get a chance to live again.
You have the power to save lives. To find out how you can help, call 1-866-LET'S-GIVE or visit donatelife.net.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:23 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here from now until 5 a.m. We're usually on the air around 4 o'clock if there aren't things in the station to take care of, which they usually are. But anyway, we talked about the Red Sox. We gave you all the baseball scores. Let me give you the standings in case you're interested. Red Sox still hold a 10.5-game lead over the New York Yankees. In the Central Division, Cleveland is way out in front of Minnesota. Let me see just how far they are. Cleveland lost yesterday, and so did the Twins. So Minnesota is 12 games behind. Out in the West, Houston and Oakland, I believe, are in a flat-footed tie for first place. Astros have suffered a lot of injuries. But Houston, Oakland has been the surprise, one of the surprises of the American League. So they're battling it out there. And Seattle is not that far behind either. The last time I looked, they were, I think they are 3.5 games back. Excuse me. What else? Okay, let's go to the National League. The Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies in a neck-to-neck battle. Atlanta having a half a game lead over Philadelphia, and Washington is 7 games back. In the Central Division, Chicago, the Cubbies lost yesterday, and so did the Brewers. So the Cubs have a 4.5 game lead over Milwaukee. And the Cardinals won. So actually, the Cardinals are in second place. 4 games behind Chicago. Milwaukee's 4.5 games back in third place. In out west, the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Colorado Rockies, and the LA Dodgers are in a 3-way battle. And San Francisco's not that far behind. I don't have the up-to-date standings on them because some of those scores from the previous night were late scores. And so, I know, what do I know? The Dodgers lost to the Mariners. And the Rockies, they defeated the Braves. And the Diamondbacks lost to the Padres. So it was close. It's just as close, if not closer now. I don't have the final stat because I don't have the scores from Friday. Okay, 426 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, August the 19th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-9636. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, we'll be back.
They say America is the land of opportunity, a place where children can grow up and become anything they want. But for some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is 1 too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 4:34 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, you mentioned a little while ago about the Red Sox moving their Pawtucket AAA team to Worcester in 2020. That's going to, hopefully, it won't be the same situation, but the Red Sox, about 3 years ago, I believe, they signed an outfielder from Cuba, I believe, Rosny Castillo, to a big-time contract. He had never really made much of an impression during his stints here in Boston. And he's been, I guess, for the past 2 years down in Pawtucket. But he lives in the Boston area because his mindset is that he's a major league player and just waiting for the opportunity to get into the big leagues again, hopefully, with the Red Sox. He's been hitting really well this year. .325, I believe, is his batting average. He was on the All-Star team, International League All-Star team, and he lost his spot on the 40-man roster, they needed that spot because of his high salary, putting them over the salary cap, and they didn't want to pay the penalty. He signed a 7-year, $72.5 million deal in 2014. He's playing at a big league level, says his Pawtucket manager. Red Sox have paid him extremely well, salaries of $11 million this year, and next with a $13.5 million guarantee for 2020. But they don't have to pay any penalties on that money. And because of that big salary, he's been virtually untradeable as well. So if he's added to the big league roster this time, his average annual salary would still be taxable. So what is going to happen with Rosny Castillo? I guess unless something unfortunate happens, he's not going to be with the Red Sox this year. Because of the penalty tag. I wonder what was going on with him. And with all the players they were picking up and trading others at the lower level, I was wondering why he was not in the mix. But he appears to be stuck in Pawtucket. And he'll probably have to move to the Worcester area if he's still with the Red Sox when they open up their new facility in 2020. But hopefully, you know, hey, if he hangs around there, he keeps hitting like this, someone will take a chance at him. Maybe a team that doesn't have financial responsibilities like some of the other teams do and would like to see their roster improve, he could be the guy. 4:37 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 19th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports are concerned. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-9636, 1-855-915-WMFO.
Kids are going for a bike ride, you make sure they wear a helmet. They insist on skateboarding, add knee pads and elbow pads too. Swimming in the pool, water wings, goggles, earplugs. If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids three times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:43 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, first of all, let me give you another score. Excuse me. In the WNBA, the Sky 115 and the Fever 106. That game went two overtimes. And the last time I looked, the Fever were in first place. And the Sky were battling to get to a playoff position. Sky is 13-20. I don't think they're going to make it. They're trailing Connecticut, who's 20-13, by 7 games. And Atlanta is 22-12, and they've fallen a half a game behind Washington. Out west, Seattle, 25-8, best record in the WNBA, followed by the Sparks, 19-14, Phoenix, 19-14, and Minnesota 17-16. Minnesota, I believe, is defending champs. They're not having a great year, but they've made the playoffs. Anyway, so we'll see what happens there. 4:44 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. If you remember, the New England Patriots played their second exhibition game on Thursday, and they played the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Is that hard to go down? Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to mention it on the program, but I have a theory about that Super Bowl game. So, anyway, maybe I will, maybe I won't. We'll see what happens as time goes on. But anyway, in the Super Bowl, in the exhibition game Thursday, the Patriots, you know, did fairly well, beat up on the Eagles, 37-20. Tom Brady played most of the first half, looked very good. Everybody was wondering, you know, and everybody outside the area saying he's gonna fall off a cliff very soon at his age, you know. He can't continue doing this forever and ever and ever. Well, anyway, if we can get him through this season, that's all we're concerned about. We worry about next season. but in that game, the defense, the first team defense, they once pitched one of their second preseason game of the Super Bowl champion Eagles. Brady looked to be in good form. Gronkowski did not play. And that's certainly an addition to the offense when the real games begin. First round draft pick, Isaiah Wynn, offensive tackle, out for the season with a ruptured Achilles. Yikes. I thought that from what the reports I had heard, that he had a good, not only was he going to make the team, but he had a good chance of maybe starting at right tackle since Marcus Cannon has been out for quite a while, after being out for a major portion of last year. But the big thing was that the defense against Philadelphia, the first team defense against Philadelphia's first team offense, put a lot of pressure on Nick Foles, who left the game with an injury. They were harassing him throughout the entire game, and I think the Patriots first team offense limited them to maybe one touchdown, as far as I can remember off the top of my head. And I didn't watch the game. Had a lot of other things going on. I didn't watch all the game. I saw bits and pieces of it. Had a lot of other things going on, as usual, which is not unusual for me. But anyway, what can I take away from exhibition games? Not a whole lot. That's why we don't give you a whole lot of exhibitions scores in baseball or basketball or football or hockey or whatever, because, you know, the teams are trying to figure out who's who, giving young players an opportunity to see what they can do. But coming out of that game, James White played a major portion of the first half at running back. White always seems to be really good catching the ball out of the backfield, but which he did, and scored a touchdown, I do believe. But he also looked good running the ball, and so I guess that and with Sony Michel, their other player from Georgia, the second round pick, I believe, running back, he hasn't been in either of two preseason games. So we can't see much about him. Jeremy Hill didn't play that much, but he looked good in game one. Gillislee had more opportunities to play this time. So the running back position is still going to be a battle, it seems like, especially if Michelle comes back sometime soon in the process. Rex Burkhead also, battling injuries. He hasn't played in either of the two preseason games anyway. But Cordarrelle Patterson, who I liked a lot when the Patriots picked him up, I said, he had the potential to add some length to the offense, even though he hasn't done it consistently anywhere else. But hey, he's in a system where it can work, and he looked really good, scored his first touchdown of the season, and like the other people have said, he looks electric when he catches the ball, and seems like he's gonna get it made to be on the team as far as special teams is concerned, and a threat as far as the kickoff game is concerned. So Cordarrelle Patterson looks good on the defensive side. Jawan Bentley looks good on defense against the run and in pass coverage. And that has been that was a major sore spot last year, exploited by the Eagles in the Super Bowl. But he progresses. And this year also, we have Dante Hightower. Hightower played a little bit in, played a lot in game one, but didn't play much in game two. The other McCourty looked a little rusty, I'm told. But I didn't get a chance to watch a whole lot of his play. But he could still make the team, and he's battling a bunch of rookies for the number two cornerback position across from Gilmore. And what's happening is most teams are realizing now you don't pass the ball to Gilmore's side of the field unless you absolutely have to. But I guess Rose still has a shot at it as well, and there are some rookies, both at linebacker and at corner, who have good shots. They look, they're rookies, and so therefore the question is, how consistent are they going to be as time moves on? So, as far as being able to win the Eastern Division, doesn't look like New York, Buffalo, or Miami, has a shot of replacing the Patriots as the number one team coming out of the American League, American Conference East. Their schedule, it starts off pretty rough when you consider they're going to be out there without Edelman. But like I said, they have been resting Gronkowski, saving them for the big ones. And so we'll see what happens there. It's 4:52 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 19th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation in these final 7 minutes or so. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Mm-hmm. Okay, 4:56 here on the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time to wrap the program up. If you are a gymnastics fan, I guess you have been eagerly watching the U.S. Championships taking place here in Boston at TD Garden. I was watching a little bit of it yesterday. I think it's a great sport to watch. I had a discussion with my wife about how do you score? You know, unless somebody makes an obvious mistake, like falling off the bar or something else like that, I don't understand how they can, determine who did what to whom. very subjective. I'm not an expert in it anyway, but I don't know how you can score. But like that, but I guess they do. The people who were announcing the game were talking about, various things that they saw and I didn't see. I don't, like I said, I'm not a gymnastics person, and so therefore I couldn't tell, like I said, unless someone falls and slips or whatever, I couldn't tell how you could tell one person was better than the other. But anyway, a gentleman named Lukin, I guess, was the most awarded person in on the male side of the gymnastics stuff. Parallel bars and the pommel board and everything else like that. But anyway, today I guess is the final. The ladies are there, and Simone Biles has returned to form since the Olympics. She's been, I think she set a record. And here again, like I said, I don't know. I guess she's the first person. Where is it? To score a 60.100 in the all-around. Okay? What does that mean? I don't know. I didn't see that. That was on Friday, I do believe. And yesterday, Lukin, I guess, is how you pronounce his name. He was the number one man. Supposedly, he's done very well in the all the American events, but he's never won a national title, which he's looking forward to doing this season leading into the Olympics, I believe, which is going to be in Japan, someplace like that. Today is the final day, so if you like gymnastics, you should certainly tune in to see what Simone and the others are going to do today. Okay, 4:58 here on WMFO. Time to put the wraps on this edition of our Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, with another edition beginning around 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. You can talk sports with me if you call 1-855-915-WMFO. Program announcement coming up on the Sounds of Praise Ministry, which should be on the air in a few seconds. We are going to be featuring, as everyone knows, Aretha Franklin has passed away. So we're going to be featuring the gospel music of Aretha Franklin, the late Aretha Franklin, and the late Reverend James Cleveland here on Sounds of Praise. Great gospel music featuring Aretha Franklin and James Cleveland. So you stay tuned for that. And hope to see you next Sunday, 5 a.m.